AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM worldwide at ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon. Merry Christmas, everybody. The Real Estate Hour begins now. Yes, even on Christmas Eve, we're here to talk about the place that hopefully many of you are able to share your Christmas time, and that, of course, is your home. And Tigo and Tracy helped me get into our home, and we appreciate all their work very well. This will be our second Christmas in our home. And thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tigo, for making it happen. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning. It was such a joy to find such a great property. And so I'm sure that you're making great memories there.
That's what it's all about, making memories. And yeah, it is a great property. And we got into that with 12 days in a compete situation, several offers on the table. And we had Tigo and Tracy's signature, which helped us carry our offer. They knew that we were serious, prepared. We had market knowledge, expert consulting, and that we knew what else was out there. And before we get started, how can people get a hold of you guys?
Sure. If you want to visit our website, it's welcomehomeabq.com, or you can just type in abq.realty, and that'll get you there as well.
Oh, yeah, the brand new website.
Yeah, yeah.
It is Christmas Eve and Christmas Day tomorrow, and, you know, we do have our realtor on duty number, 933-6881, and we will be answering it as we're able. We know a lot of people have time off work that they don't normally have, and so finding the right home for you is at the top of your list this holiday. Give us a call, and if we can't pick up, we definitely will get back to you just as quickly as we're able. So we look forward to helping you with your Christmas home.
So let's talk about Christmas and home.
Yeah.
And what that's all about. Now, Eddie, you've got two small boys, and I know your older one, he probably gets the whole Christmas thing now. Your younger one, what? He's only, what, a year, 2 years? Year
he is 21 months, or 23 months. 23 months, yeah. He'll be 24 in February.
But he's not quite there to understand what this is all about.
He's a pretty quick little boy. He's pretty smart,
He probably knows
all about presents quickly.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, we focus a lot of the year on home as an investment because it's one of the ways people save, right? They buy a house. It tends to appreciate over time, generally 3% a year if you look at it long term.
For savings, too, because actually putting, you know, you're putting money into the home, buying down the mortgage. So over time, it's kind of a forced savings as well, is another way I like to look at it.
So we talk about that a lot, but what we don't talk about a lot is, you know, the home is a place to raise a family. It's a place to have family events. Mm-hmm. And here at the holidays, we remember that more, that, you know, it's not just a way to build a stable and safe environment. It's a way to build a safe environment where you have the stability and people come there and your family's raised there. They're safe. And
you know what's something I appreciate, Tracy, is you've always talked about in our family that, you know, making memories, right? If it's a trip, if it's going somewhere, but with a home, you're making those memories in the home. And you know, we talked about last week moving and how difficult that is because, you know, you're kind of leaving behind some of those memories.
Right, absolutely. So we feel everyone's pain that does go through that. But, you know, it is an opportunity to build equity. It is an opportunity to choose your neighborhood and choose the area of town that you want to be in. Sometimes when you're a renter, you don't have that choice. You have to take whatever house is available the day you need a new rental. And we all know that the rental market is pretty tough here in Albuquerque. There's not a lot of rentals to choose from. And right, and the ones that come available, there's usually a lot of people in certain parts of town really clamoring to get that great house that's on the rental market.
Yeah, and from a market data standpoint, renting is definitely more expensive than owning these days just because home prices have gone up moderately. You know, this year we're looking at maybe 4 or 5%. However, rental prices have gone up substantially more.
Yeah, they really have.
And 10%.
Yeah, it was 10% last year.
Yeah. We have 6 rentals, and, you know, they're all full, and they're all happy, and it works for us. Other people are paying our mortgage, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And you're helping them with a house that they wouldn't normally be in so that they don't have to be in an apartment.
Well, and one of our tenants, you know, they're building a house up in the mountains, and they just needed a place to be for a year while they built their home. And so, you know, it worked good for them, and it worked good for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in any event, you know, it's a home is a good investment, but it's also a place that you're making family memories, and kids get to paint their room the way they want them, and you get to put things and finishing touches in them the way that it makes you most comfortable. And sometimes when you're in rental, you really just can't personalize it that way. Go ahead, Tiga.
So I just want to remind everybody, this is the Albuquerque Real Estate Talk is our show, and you know, Eddie, you've been helping us now for a year. Again, I just want to over 2 years now, hasn't it?
Almost three. We're getting pretty close to three. We're three months away.
Are we the longest running Saturday show on KIVA?
You know, I'd like to say that you are, but you're almost there.
We're almost there. Yeah. Right.
Jim Hammond has actually probably been on longer. Right. Then I think just about than anyone, and then Walt, and then you.
Yeah, Walt is great, who's the commercial real estate guy. But anyway, we appreciate it, and again, you know, it's the time of year to show appreciation.
Well, I appreciate you guys
every day, but we thank you and all your support and your endorsement of us, which means a lot to us. You know, you putting your trust in us.
Absolutely. But you know, one of the things that's very very interesting about, you know, the fact that you brought up last week, real estate prices and how much, you know, they've continued to appreciate 3%, 4% this last year. And it's 10%, 12%, and in some cases 16% of our entire state economy. I don't think people realize just how important real estate is, you know, to the overall economic growth here in the state. And that's, I think, one of the reasons why we have to speak with realtors every week. We need to, you know, your realtor should be there with your doctor, should be there with, you know, the people that are, you know, work with your house. You know, Tracy, of course, has Tracy's list that she constantly goes to. I mean, you have to be working with it because you have to know where your house is and, you know, what things that you can possibly work on. So, you know, we've built this relationship, but many other people should have this exact type of relationship with their realtors, right, Tracy?
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and I'm always happy when people call and they're not really in the market yet,
right?
But they're getting educated, and I'm happy to do that. That's part of what our job is to help people know what their house might be worth and their neighborhood and just the kind of stats and what's going on.
Yeah, I'm glad we don't have anybody around here that likes to look at the market stats all the time.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so actually, no, that was a perfect segue into one of the things I wanted to talk about today, Eddie, which is the market data. And, mm-hmm. and there's so much information out there. So, you know, I had CNBC on the other morning, which I do every morning. Mm-hmm. And they brought out the housing numbers for November. And so they bring out these national numbers, they kind of tell you what's going on from a macro standpoint. And it's very interesting to me, and it really occurred to me that when you look at, you know, a show like CNBC, right, where they're talking about, you know, different commodity prices, they're talking about stock prices, oil prices, whatever, and then they talk about housing prices from a national standpoint, they're almost making it appear that we're talking about apples to apples here, but we're not, because real estate is not, and homes are not a commodity like a barrel of oil, right? It's a very personal thing, and it's a very, very localized thing. Mm-hmm. So when we get these national numbers, you kind of go, well, okay, that's nice, but what's happening in my neighborhood? And really, you know, you can't get that without having that relationship with a realtor and somebody that's watching the market all the time and knows what's going on specifically mm-hmm. in their community. There was an interesting quote here, Tracy. I don't know if you wanted to read that. Yeah, it was on realtor.com. One of their economics people did a study, and I thought this was very interesting.
It's on watching the U.S. home price trends, but the quote was, so as it turns out, things haven't changed that much since the days before the internet, when we had way less info on housing and home price trends. Since home values are complex, inherently unique, and highly variable by neighborhood, no reported price metric will beat the insights of local realtors and the other professionals who focus on the attributes that make one home worth more than another. Getting that one-on-one intel is the way you'll truly get plugged in the market in your neighborhood. So, wow, I hadn't read that until you told me to read it.
Yeah, just like that. Like, here, read that, Tracy.
I felt like I was back in school.
Yeah. No, it's interesting because, you know, the journal, the Albuquerque Journal, you know, as mm-hmm. abqjournal.com, number mm-hmm. one website in the city, right?
Yes, it sure is. It absolutely
is. But you know, they get the AP stories, just like you're an AP news organization.
That's right.
But they get the AP stories, and they get these national stats, and it's interesting, and they just kind of regurgitate them, and I understand that's what they do. However, it doesn't really apply specifically to us, and I commented
really nice
on it.
Big picture, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big, pretty picture. But you know, one of the things that bugged me is they said home sales were up 15% November this year versus November last year. Without any context, that sounds like, wow, that's a big number, 15% increase November. Well, Eddie, do you remember what was happening November last year? All those new TRID rules and the requirements on loans.
Oh, that's right.
In fact, last November.
Yeah, that's right.
So the November
of 15, you know, the home sales were suppressed because of that. So at first glance, you look at this and go, hey, 15%. Wow, we had a big increase. Well, you got to put it in context. And so, you know, it's, again, everything needs to be looked at, not just at the surface, and you need to dig to a deeper level. But again, to a certain extent, it doesn't really apply, you know, locally. We have to look locally because it's very different.
I think go ahead, Tracy.
No, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, with regard to the market data that comes out nationally, the way that the media will use that is to leverage a conversation, of course, to create advertisement and buzz. But these people are on deadline, so there's no real expertise or, as you mentioned, context or story. And that's really what people need. They need to uncover that. And whether it's you guys or some other realtor that's out there, they need to understand, you know, what is happening in the market through a progression rather than just picking up the latest and greatest. And I know that you guys have a eternal conversation here every Saturday from 9 to 9:30 with the market about what those market trends are and what the issues are, et cetera, et cetera. But oftentimes, you know, those, well, what bothers you about it, obviously, Tego, is the fact that much of this stuff is just really only a small, small piece of the story. And in some cases, it creates more confusion and more harm than it does good.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it's funny you say that, because on abqjournal.com, they do allow for commenting. So I usually add my comments.
Oh,
and
good.
When we come back, we're going to do our home of the week. And we're going to talk about 2017 and some of the national housing forecasts and how we take it local.
I like that. We'll talk about trends when we return right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM. Worldwide at ABQ.FM. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thanks for joining us here on this Saturday morning. If you're out and about in a rush and trying to make things happen, well, don't rush too much. We don't want to impact your Christmas. Just take a ride with us. Back in the next segment, talk about real estate trends for 2017. And don't spend too much money, because we want you to buy a house next year. Back in a moment.
I'm feeling down.
AM 1600 KIVA, 95.9 FM. Download the app for Christmas, everybody, on ABQ.FM. I'm Eddie Aragon. With me, Tego, Tracy Venturi, my realtors, and your next realtors directly at 933-6881. That's 933-6881, or 24/7 at 3 in the morning at welcomehomeabq.com. Trends for 2017. It's that time again, and of course, we look at the... Go ahead.
I like how you got our phone number memorized now. That's pretty good.
I do. I've actually had a couple people there have asked me specifically, oh, what's Tego and Tracy's number? I'm like, 933-6881. It's real easy. And just launch it out there. So, yeah. I mean, I actually... And I have lots of people's phone numbers memorized. And then
I'm sure you do.
Well, they better have my phone number memorized, 550-5500, right? So they can call anytime.
Yeah.
Or, you know, some people will just text that number and it's the easiest number and they say, okay, we'll call Tego and Tracy for real estate. And boom, there you go. Trends for 2017.
2017 trends and predictions. Yeah.
We know we have to talk about interest rates, but let's talk about millennials first. So,
yeah.
Millennials are really in the news everywhere. The Zillow people that do a lot of research really have millennials entering the market in a big way. They're the biggest group since forever, right? The Gen X, the
75 million strong.
Yeah. huge numbers, and they're saying that they're going to really dominate the market in 2017. So it's not really our projection or our forecast, but the Realtor.com is saying millennials and boomers dominate, and there's two big waves of them with the interest rates going up, which we all have heard about already. So they just they're expecting to raise them three times next year. So, you know, it's going to affect things. But what if you look historically, what happens when the Fed rate goes up, the lending for homes, mortgage rates go up, as well as home prices, which seems sort of odd. If the interest rate goes up.
It's interesting. It's funny because I keep hearing all these predictions talking about, well, interest rates are going to go up. Yeah, we know interest rates are most likely going to go up over the next year. They just have to. However, when people say that, they say, well, that means that home sales are going to slow down. However, if you look at historically, there was a study done, and they looked at four different periods where interest rates went up like 1% over a certain period. And during all four of those periods, the actual home sales increased and home prices increased over that period. So, you know, all these correlations, you just make these assumptions of correlations without actually looking at the data. And some, you got to be careful with that.
And so it's interesting because with the news of interest rates going up, We see more people going, wow, I need to get in the market. I don't want to like get left behind. And all of a sudden it's 10% interest rates. So it all kind of goes up together. And that age group is those 18 to 34 year olds.
Yeah, it's interesting. So there was a couple studies. You were talking about the millennials, and I just pulled it up here while you were reading that, Tracy. And you know, what's interesting is they did a study, and they surveyed homeowners, and they asked them, you know, how do you associate home ownership to the American dream? And the 18 to 34 year olds, 65% of them associated home ownership with the American dream, which is fascinating.
Which is higher than any other age category.
And you know, that includes our age category, the kind of the late boomers. So it's really, that's pretty fascinating. And the other thing is, and so there's a disconnect here. The other survey showed that 73% of those millennials were unaware of the down payment programs, and that they may only need 3.5% down to actually purchase a home.
Or less, or none.
You know, in New Mexico, we have the 500 out-of-pocket programs, too.
Right, lots of them. So that's one area. The other, they're saying Midwest cities are going to be hotbeds for millennials, which is interesting because I think that, like, Minneapolis and Madison and different Midwest areas you don't think of as hotbeds for the millennials. The price appreciation will probably slow nationally.
And I think we're behind that trend. I think nationally they're predicting that price appreciation is going to drop off or slow down a little bit. I mean, we're still seeing predictions around 3.5%. I think we in Albuquerque in particular, I was going to say New Mexico, but let's talk about Albuquerque Metro in particular. I think we're going to stay ahead of that trend. We kind of trend behind
national
numbers. So I think we're actually going to see more. So here's one of my predictions for 2017 is probably a 4% market appreciation.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, that's interesting because
it could go higher than that because of supply shortage.
Exactly. The other thing is they're saying the Western cities will continue to lead the nation in prices and sales. So we are in the West. But what we've actually kind of heard from some of the realtors that we network with around the country, some of those areas, especially like Denver, California, places that have just been so hot where you put a house on the market and they get 20 offers, they said they're starting to see that slow down a little bit. But we're always behind the trend, so we're expecting a really good 2017 as far as sales.
Let me ask you a quick question with regard to that, the supply and demand, et cetera. Two things. You said more people to the Midwest. How many people and the evolution of the the workplace are moving more towards those areas. One, because they're more pro-business. The Midwest is just a hotbed of conservative ideas and conservative principles and pro-growth area. Nebraska being the number one state right now for growth besides Utah and, you know, Iowa. I mean, these are all hotbeds. That's why there's a forecast like that. But, two, what about the mobile demographic, too, in terms of young raising a family and being able to telecommute, whether it's state to state or you don't even have to be at an actual place in terms of getting your work done? There's a lot of that type of work getting done in through mobile platforms like FaceTime and Skype and et cetera, et cetera. Your thoughts on the technological innovations and prowess that's been exhibited as it bleeds into millennials' wants and needs for homes?
I would say that that trend is going to continue. Remember about 10 years ago, Eddie, that was like the big hot thing. Everybody was telecommuting. You know, and everybody thought that was going to be the answer. And I think what they found is productivity dropped off. However, there is still a lot of that work out there. I mean, we have a virtual assistant on our team. We have somebody that handles all of our marketing and internet stuff.
For over four years. So we Skype and
we never see him.
We never see him. He's awesome.
We've never seen him in person because, you know, he does all his work remotely because it's all on a computer and it can be done that way. So I think there's going to be more of that, and it does open up the opportunity for people to live wherever they want to live,
right,
if they have that option. And,
right.
I know, you know, you know this better than anybody, Eddie. We have our challenges in our economy here in Albuquerque, mm-hmm, and in New Mexico in particular, and I think we will get through it. I think, you know, we're going to come out stronger. I think we have to, because we've just we've fallen behind many other markets around the country, and we have to be able to compete. And, you know, what that causes, though, on the inverse side, is that we have very affordable housing as opposed to other Western cities.
And that we could, what they're seeing in Denver and San Francisco and other places where it's uninhabitable because they've been priced out of the market entirely, even
right,
if they do get new jobs that pay very well, that many of these people might choose to live here in the state of New Mexico or the city of Albuquerque and telecommute and have a commuter Monday through Friday type job at some of these more corporate places, especially Fortune 500 places, and say, you know what, I want to raise my family in Albuquerque, New Mexico, because I can you know, work for half as much and they'll pick up my travel costs for me to be there. So there you go.
I'm surprised that Albuquerque isn't more of a discovered, especially by that millennial generation. We have one of the best climates, one of the best year-round climates, especially for people at like outdoor activities. We're always ranked, you know, in the top when they do those surveys about, you know, best places to live for outdoor activities, best places to live, you know, for sports and a healthy lifestyle.
Yep.
And we're always ranked very high in that. And surprisingly, it hasn't caught on yet. I still think we're a kind of an undiscovered gem for much of the country.
It starts with jobs,
but I think there are other ways to do it, and this would be a great thing to show off to places like Denver. And you say, hey, you know what? What's Tego and Tracy's Home of the Week? I want to check that out because I can live there, and it'll cost me 50 cents on the dollar to live in Albuquerque versus,
yeah,
you know, 120% in Denver, Colorado. So speaking of, somebody travels in from out of town and for the week of Christmas, and they've got all this downtime, and I'm in visiting my family, and boy, Albuquerque's really a nice place, and they have the balloon fee. Oh, I got to come that time of year. Well, guess what? You can live here that time of year, and if you want to check out a Home of the Week while you're here and you got some downtime, well, you can visit a Welcome Home ABQ.com or hear it right now from Tracy with the Home of the Week.
Boy, Eddie, did you like time that perfectly or what, man?
I was like, we got to get the Homes of the Week in because I actually have two. The first one is 3035 Snipes Road Southwest, and it's a huge, like almost 2-acre parcel with a very cute house and a huge garage outbuilding that
workshop
has a grease pit in it.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
literally, like somebody could.
It's big. It's 50 by 30. I mean, it's a huge building.
A great place to
workshop.
Have a home business if you can, you know, do it legally, because there's a huge outbuilding that has the grease pit. So that one's only $169.9 on Snipes Road Southwest. We just made that active. We're getting a lot of calls already.
Yeah,
we have another one that's coming this week. So it's not on the market yet. So if this sounds like the right house for you or someone you know, call us first. It's on Fraser Road in Rio Rancho. It's completely updated, beautiful. All appliances are included. The yard is just gorgeous, big yard. And, I mean, it's got crown molding and new flooring, new appliances, and it's $150,000, three bedrooms. So Fraser in Rio Rancho. So call us at 933-6881. It's the holidays. We will pick up as we're able. We're in town, and we look forward to helping you find your next home.
And after the presents are done, why not open up the doors to a number of houses that need to be checked out and get out ahead of everything, folks? This is the time. Take the week and calendar your next year. Get all set up and identify a time when which you want to buy a house. And early bird gets the worm, especially right now when there's a lack of supply out on the market. Tego, Tracy, thank you for taking time here.
Thanks,
on
Eddie.
This Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to both of you. And we'll see you both same time, same place right here on AM 1600 KIVA and 95.9 FM and worldwide at ABQ.FM. Thanks for listening. When I return, Sean Stringfellow and the group from Lone Star Home Loans right here on the Real Estate Hour.